Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back to hour number two of The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. And it is mock draft time here.
Yeah.
Let's see what all the moves and everything that's happened here in the last... Let's remember now, it's only been about 3-4 days that all this stuff has happened.
The tampering period started 1 week ago, right?
1 week ago today,
Like about a week and an hour ago.
It's crazy.
Yeah, wow.
Let's see where the Steelers stand here. So we're doing this one on the ProFootballNetwork.com's mock draft simulator. And I've run the early portion here, and our pick is up.
Okay.
We have three trade offers.
Nice. Okay. Maybe we keep talking about trading down slightly in round one.
Tampa Bay's on the phone.
Okay. It's a long way to go.
Tampa Bay has 26.
I'm sorry. I thought they were picking ahead of the Steelers. No.
They have 26.
That's good.
And they're offering next year's first.
Oh, wow.
For pick 20 and pick 195.
That's a yes for me, but
let's see what else is on.
I mean, we have two future firsts. When you might be in the quarterback market, you might
you
not.
You might be, yeah.
Right, yeah.
That would be huge. Okay. The Dolphins are on the phone. To move down one spot, Miami is willing to give us their 2025 third-round draft pick.
That's a yes as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we also have the Eagles on the phone, and the Eagles want to give us the 22nd pick for 20, and they want to give us 120, which would be a fourth-round pick this year.
Okay. I'd rather get earlier. I mean, I don't mind throwing some juice back at them, but I know it's only two spots.
We can counter these things, too.
Yeah. Who do you want to talk to?
I mean,
the future first is great.
The future first is great, but we move back six spots. Here are some of the guys still available.
Do we know what we're looking at?
Let me close this window here.
Okay.
So Latu is there. Quinyon Mitchell is there.
Yeah.
Amarius Mims is there. Jerzon Newton, Jackson Powers Johnson, Cooper DeJean, Byron Murphy, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Tyler Guyton, Keon Coleman, Bo Nix, Graham Barton, Adonai Mitchell. Like, there's still a lot.
There
available.
Were four names I was very comfortable with.
Mitchell, Mims.
Mitchell, Mims, DeJean, and Powers Johnson.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we can't go to 26. The chances of those four being the next four picks or four of the next five is probably pretty slim. And I would think somebody wants Latu or Nix.
Yeah.
I mean, usually trade up for one of those.
Let me see here.
You want to go, talk to going down two spots? They just didn't give us much. I mean, Miami gave us a lot.
Miami's given us a third to go. Yeah.
I mean, that's a better deal.
If we have a third.
I think I'd rather have Miami's third next year than the Eagles' fourth this year.
If we have that third next year, we can potentially. That gives us more ammunition to move up in the second round.
I know that's hard to do on these programs, but that's. In the real world, you'd be loaded with next year picks.
Yeah.
I mean, loaded.
That I could go. My second round pick and a fourth next year to come up 10 spots in the second
round. Easily. I mean, that wouldn't be problematic at all. I think we need to move down. You just want to take the one and move down one spot and be happy with the third?
Well, I mean, with the Eagles pick, we're only moving down two spots.
I know. And again, there's four names I'm very comfortable with.
We're picking up a fourth. Let me see if.
Well, if they'll do it for a third, I'd rather have their third this year than.
Well, they have 22, 50, 53.
Okay.
If I can get one of those, I can really move up.
Oh yeah. And we'll have to spruce it up.
But I'm gonna have to offer them something more. Let's just see if they'll give us 53 if I throw in 98.
Okay. I would do that too. I bet that's a no.
Yeah, they didn't.
They're not gonna bite on that.
Because
they were offering 120. They don't have anything like in the '80s.
No.
Oh, they don't.
That's why I made it. I mean, I could offer them. We have a pick at 84 that I could offer them.
So we'd go from down two spots in the first round. We'd go from 84 to the 50s.
Yeah.
I would do that. Considering what's on the board right now, I'd definitely do that.
So I'm offering pick 20 and pick 84 for pick 22 and pick 50.
I wouldn't say yes to that if I were them, but it's worth a shot.
Yeah, they didn't like
it. Okay. They're not easy to deal with all of a sudden because they don't have any of the picks.
They don't have any picks. So let's take a look then at Miami's offer to move down one. Let's see if I can counter that to get something a little bit more in this year's draft as well.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Maybe we could turn one of our sixes into a five.
So we have 51, 84, 98, 119, 178, 195. They've got 21, 55, 158. So they got a big gap in their draft board.
Could we turn 195 into 158 and the original deal? See what I'm saying? To get their third.
Let me see.
Move down one spot. I mean,
let me see if they like that or not. They accepted that.
All right. So we moved down one spot.
We moved down a spot. Now the Browns are on the phone.
Yeah.
They got pick 54. We're not.
That's too far.
Yeah, we're not doing that. The Colts have, they're on the phone with pick 46, pick 82, and next year's second round pick for 21.
That's lovely, but I think we stick in pick.
I'm going to reject that one. And the Rams want to offer us 52, 83, 99, next year's second and third round picks to come in at 21 for 21 and 178. I'm going to reject that.
Okay.
So the pick that the Dolphins made was Latu.
Okay.
Quinyon Mitchell is still there.
We take him over to Jean?
Ooh.
I think the answer is probably yes this point.
But
I mean, it's hard to pass on Mims. It's hard to pass on the best center. Mitchell kind of completes your defense.
Yeah.
I think you take him. We have extra picks now.
Yeah.
We'll figure out some O-line stuff.
All right, Quinyon Mitchell it is.
And I don't know about you, but I'm kind of viewing this
mock. I'm
going
to pause here now.
Okay.
Okay, so I paused it here at pick 37.
I'm kind of viewing these mocks like there's one more receiver on the roster than there is right now, too.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that Stephon Diggs or, you know, Adams or somebody, but Tyler Boyd or better, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear you. So four picks are off the board now here in round two. Chargers are up. I'm going to call Washington at pick 40.
Who are you after?
I'm going to come up and get our center.
Okay,
Zach
Frazier. Frazier's still available.
I don't know that he lasts until pick 51.
I don't either. What number are you at?
We're at 36 right now. I'm gonna get on the phone with Washington and see if
who are you worried of the next couple.
You got the Chargers, the Titans, and the Panthers. Picks are coming up.
Yeah, I mean they probably don't know that Bozeman got signed a minute ago.
I'm gonna call Washington.
All right.
And see they have pick 40. I'm gonna offer them pick 51.
Something next year, since we got picked up a third next year.
So right now we have a first, a second, two thirds, a fourth, two fifths, a seventh, and two sevenths. I'm sorry, three sevenths actually. Three sevenths. Oh, four. We have four sevenths next year.
Yeah, got two from the Eagles. Right.
We got a ridiculous amount of picks next year.
I know. A fifth's not going to get us there, but maybe a fifth and a fifth this year. I don't know. I'm just trying to.
I'm going to offer them the Rams fifth.
Okay.
And I'm going to offer them pick 119.
Okay.
That's a fourth and a fifth to come up to 40, and if they throw in,
that's a long way for them to go back though.
Pick 222. They've already made one second round pick. They've already made two picks.
They have two in the books. Yeah. Then. Okay, that's worth a shot.
So I'm offering 51, 119, and next a 2025 fifth for 40 and 222.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to do it. I'm going to offer it again.
Do it without 222.
I'm going to do it without 222. That, yeah. I just threw that in there.
Yeah, you might as well at least ask.
So 51, 119, and a fifth next year. For pick 40. That was rejected.
Well, let's let like five picks roll by and try again. And hope that.
Okay, they just took. So the picks there after that were Troy Franklin, Ruka Rohoro, Adisa Isaac, and Darius Robinson. So the Packers are up now at 41.
Okay. Well, let's make them a similar offer.
I'm going to see what Packers, if the Packers were interested. So that would be 51. For 41. They also have 58 coming up here. So,
do they? So maybe they'd be.
They got a bunch of picks. Holy mackerel. I didn't realize how many picks they have.
So what kind of deals have they made to get those?
I don't know, but they got a bunch of picks remaining here. It's like, oh man, they have like as many picks in this year's draft as we have next year.
They probably don't want to trade down then. They probably want to trade up. Get rid of some of those picks.
unless I offer them a next year pick.
Mm-hmm.
So for 51, what if I offer them that Rams fifth?
I'd offer them a similar deal.
Yeah.
I still don't know if they're going to say yes. I mean, a fifth next year is like a sixth this year.
No, they rejected it. All right, we're going to run over here.
Yeah, let a couple picks roll off.
Frazier just went to the Falcons.
Okay.
Which, if that were to happen, they've got Drew Dolman at center.
Well, you could go. That could be another option.
That would be another option.
You could go get the other team's old guy,
And he's not bad.
Oh, no, no. And obviously there's familiarity there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good movement guy.
Okay.
So we're on the clock, right?
We're on the clock here.
Trading up's really hard. And
it's difficult.
And just the way that these things are formatted.
So the Dolphins are on the phone again. They were offering us pick 55 and their fourth round pick next year. Miami just wants to trade us their entire draft next year to come up to 51.
That's fine. I mean, there's not a center. I'd like to know what's available, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm going to take a look here at that. And then the Cowboys are offering picks 56 in next year's fourth.
Neither sound bad, but
yeah. On the so Byron Murphy is still available.
Wow,
that's not going to happen. Jordan Morgan, T'Vondre Sweat, Cooper Beebe, Edgerrin Cooper, Enos Rakestraw, Cameron Kitchens, Patrick Paul, Michael Hall, Jatavion Sanders, Ben Sinnott, Chris Jenkins, Max Melton, Peyton Wilson. Where are all the receivers at? My God, Roman Wilson is still there. We took a cornerback.
I think it's cheating taking the Texas tackle, not Sweat. Murphy.
I do as well.
So let's move down a couple again, and then ban ourselves from trades.
Okay.
Let's move back five spots or so. I don't like what's sitting there except for Murphy. I mean,
so we got one team offering. Miami's offering their fourth. The Cowboys are offering their fourth. It's a difference of one pick this year.
So for a future pick.
Miami has 55.
I'd rather Miami's pick than Dallas's. I think Dallas could win the division. I think Miami's
in
trouble.
I accepted it.
Okay.
Oh, now the Bengals are on the phone. Hey, the Steelers are dealing.
Wheeling and dealing.
I'm going to reject both of these trade offers here. We're going to make a pick. So they came up to get Patrick Paul.
Okay.
Which
makes sense.
Yeah. Then Edgerrin Cooper went. Cole Bishop went. Jordan Morgan. Murphy's still there.
Yeah, that's weird.
Can't take him. He doesn't fit our defense anyways.
That's weird, yeah.
Rakestraw would be interesting, but
we took a corner.
We don't need him.
I'd say I liked Melton too.
Melton is still there.
I think we have to sort by position.
Took a corner.
I mean, what's a tackle, receiver, corner situation?
Offensive tackle, I don't think we're going to be.
I don't think we're going to be happy about it at all.
No.
I don't think we're going to be happy about any of them.
Defensive tackle. I mean, I think you wait there.
Yeah. How about receiver and center? I mean, I know the top three centers are gone, so.
Wide receiver, you're looking at Roman Wilson, Xavier Leggett, Ricky Pearsall.
I think you go Roman Wilson.
Yeah, I think so.
I've heard yet, he's the best option, I think. I'm happy with him there. It's just, this isn't the plan.
Yeah, take it, Roman Wilson.
Yeah. We can start adding some big people now.
Yeah. Right. We're not making any more.
And we got a lot more picks.
Yeah, we still have 98, 119, and 158 is what we have left.
Okay.
After this.
And we got a bunch of
We have 84 here as well.
Okay. So, one more.
At offensive tackle, you have Roger Rosengarten.
That's not awful.
Yale tackle and Blake Fisher.
I would be happy with any of those three.
I like Fisher better than the other two.
Okay. That's fine.
You want to do that?
I don't think it's worth looking at the centers.
The centers is Bordellini, Bo Limmer.
I might consider them the next pick.
Yeah, you're into that.
Let's take the tackle.
Blake Fisher is the pick.
He might be your starting right,
from
day one, yeah.
Plenty of experience. Okay, we're back up here at 98.
Bordellini gone?
I doubt it.
Probably not. You might even get him next round.
Yeah, he's still there.
Who's best available? Is there someone that's just jumping off the board?
Best available. You're looking at Will Shipley, Javon Bullard, Blake Corum, McKinley Jackson, Yale tackle is still there, Johnny Wilson, Dominic Pooney, Austin Booker, James Williams, Spencer Rattler, Josh Newton.
What about Rattler?
I consider that.
Yeah. This draft hasn't exactly gone to script.
It is not.
So.
We still don't have a center.
You get left. I know. When's our next pick?
We pick again at 119. This is pick 98.
Do you think Bortolini or the Arkansas Limmer would be there?
I think one of them falls
probably.
Yeah.
And it's not ideal, but I think you take. I think you grab the quarterback here.
I can't argue with you.
Yeah, so just the way things are rolling.
Michael Pratt is there as well, as is Jordan Travis, Joe Milton. You like Rattler the best of those?
I think.
All right, Spencer Rattler it is.
Not loving this draft.
No, I'm not either. All right, we're back up here now, and
center would be a priority unless there's somebody that's amazingly still there.
Mason Smith is still there.
We have not done D-tackle.
We have not.
When's our next pick?
We have our next pick is at 158.
So probably now or never on...
on center.
Yeah.
The center is still available. Bo Limmer, Hunter Norzad, Charles Turner, Drake Nugent, Kingsley Ekikon.
I'd rather Mason Smith and all those guys.
Yeah, I'd rather have Mason Smith or Mason.
Is that? I know it's spelled M-A-A. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
All right, Mason Smith it is.
Yeah, all right. And we're getting players we like. It's just not the script we wanted.
Yeah. Okay, we're back up here again, and let me see if any of those centers did Bo Limmer. Nope, it's Hunter Norzad.
Like, I don't know if those guys even make the team. No. They'd have to, like, beat out Spencer Anderson, you know what I mean?
No, I mean, that's a possibility.
It's a possibility, and there's practice squad, and it's never bad to, I mean, you could even add a guard.
Yeah. Javian Cohen is still there at guard. Best available is Ray Davis, the running back out of Kentucky.
I like him, but not sure where we're at.
Luke McCaffrey's still there.
I said, what about a second receiver? Maybe a big one, but McCaffrey's fine too. He's different than Wilson. Anyone else stand out to you in best available world?
Not really. No.
Yuck.
Yeah, unless you want to take a true slot corner type.
How about a linebacker?
Who's still there? Aaron Casey, Curtis Jacobs. Marist Liafu.
Yeah, I was hoping somebody stood out that was too good to be true type of guy.
Safety, Evan Williams, Josh Proctor, Patrick McMorris.
Slot corners are still a need.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like, so you got Daquan Hardy, MJ Devonshire, Jarvis Brownlee, Jerrion Jones.
Jones is a true slot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a borderline starter for you.
Let's do that.
Yeah, I think that's.
All right, Jerrion Jones it is.
Okay.
Oh, we have still have another pick here yet. Oh, I didn't realize that. So we got 178 here. We acquired that. Oh, no, that was one that we.
I think that's one of the originals, yeah.
Yeah, that's one we got coming back from Philadelphia.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's see here. Drake Nugent at center.
Mm.
Yeah.
I might even consider a back if it's best available.
Ray Davis is still there. Jamie Cohen is still there.
Yeah.
Ray Davis, though, is good.
He is. He's a little older than you think, but who cares? I mean,
yeah.
He could be a borderline starter next year.
How about Eric Aul at tight end?
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
I would do that.
Can't go wrong with an Iowa tight end.
I could see them keeping four this year, too.
Yeah.
No, I like that pick. This draft kind of stunk.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because of all the trade downs. I mean, we only made two of them, I think. But we have a ton of future picks.
We got Miami's third and fourth next year.
Which is pretty awesome.
Which is pretty good.
We're loaded with next year picks.
Yeah. But we got Quinyon Mitchell in the first. Then we took Roman Wilson in the second.
Mm-hmm.
In the third, we got Blake Fisher. And our other third-round pick, we got Spencer Rattler.
Okay.
Then we took Mason Smith at 119. At 158, we got Jerrion Jones, the cornerback out of Florida State. And at 178, Eric Aul, the tight end out of Iowa.
Just didn't get the center tackles we wanted.
No.
I mean, that's my problem with it all.
I'd be fine with Blake Fisher, though, in the third round.
Oh, I do, too. I mean, like, I don't think Fisher as a third-round pick is bad by any stretch.
I mean, most years Blake Fisher's a second-round pick.
Probably, too. Yeah, agreed.
It might be, like, one of those early second-round picks.
Could be. No,
I mean, you get a guy with a lot of starting experience at Notre Dame. You know he's been coached well.
Yeah, they must always hit, too. I mean, they didn't, like, rarely bust. I just wanted a stud O-lineman out of this draft, and then we didn't get a stud O-lineman out of this draft.
We might have gotten a stud corner, though.
Right. The D could have got really good.
We might have gotten a stud wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't dislike any of the picks in a vacuum, and so I'd make them again if that's all
I went. If this draft were to hit, it's because Mason Smith realizes his potential.
Yeah. Like, if he's really in the mix with Cam and Benton a year from now, like, right there with them, you're really doing well.
Because you know Mitchell's...
You would hope he's
going to be in the
right.
mix. Wilson's going to be in the mix. Fisher might be your starting right tackle. So if Mason Smith hits, you're like, wow.
I mean, your defense is really good after this draft.
Yeah.
I mean, you signed a safety, you added a D tackle, you got a maybe the long-term starter. You know, they like Jackson enough, though. I don't know if they would use a first-round pick on a corner, but he was the best
Quinton
guy available.
Mitchell was
right.
Clearly the best guy still available.
Mm-hmm. Then make it work. Maybe Jackson plays some slot. Maybe Mitchell plays some slot. I don't know. But
yeah.
Figure it out. The D would be really good. Maybe for years to come.
Yeah. I mean, that sets you up to do some stuff. But
I would take door number two on this draft, though.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite one.
I love that we got all those future picks. But the trade downs, I don't think, killed us. I just think there were some runs on things that we...
If we could have traded back up, if he'd been able to make that move to trade back up and get the center...
Yeah. That'd be nice.
And then take a receiver in round three.
There was a spot there, you mentioned Johnny Wilson, where I was like, oh, I'd love to take him, but they took a receiver. It was like the fourth round or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, there's a couple guys that stood out.
So
didn't go our way.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get to another break. He is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this. Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is... The Matt Williamson. And Steeler fans, you can gear up with the latest sideline apparel, hats, or jerseys of your favorite players. Authentic memorabilia, custom items, and exclusives you can only find directly from the team at one of the official Steelers Pro Shops. They're located at Acrisure Stadium, Grove City Premium Outlets, or Tanger Outlets, where you can visit online at shop.steelers.com. And Matt, there's going to be some single-digit numbers this year. That you could buy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no doubt about it. From the pro shop you're talking about.
Yeah, from the pro shop. I mean, I don't know if...
Queen, Wilson, those guys are exciting.
I don't know
if
the Steelers are going to give Justin Fields number one. That's what he
wore. Is that what he wore?
Yeah.
Who, do they have a one?
They don't. I don't think... They haven't had a one in...
Have they ever had a one? Yeah.
Yeah, many years. I think a long time ago they had a zero.
Okay.
But, yeah, they don't typically
do that. No,
there'll
be some fun new jerseys about it, that's for sure. Let alone who the first-round pick's going to be and those type of things, too.
Jordan Reed has updated his top 50 prospects.
Yeah, I wanted to look at that. I haven't peeked at that yet.
For the upcoming NFL draft here. So he still has Marvin Harrison Jr., number one.
Would you? I think I would.
I think he's pretty safe.
Yeah, I think I would. I might have two or three receivers above all the quarterbacks.
He has Caleb Williams, too.
I mean, I see it. It's not uncommon, of course.
Drake May, three.
There's so much negative buzz on Drake May right now. It makes me think that the league loves him.
Malik Nabers, four.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels, five.
Yeah, that all adds up.
Joe Alt, six.
I say it's going to be tackle time pretty soon.
Rome Odunze, seven.
Sure.
At eight, still has Olu Fashanu.
He didn't do a whole lot wrong. It's just a lot of people did a lot of stuff right.
Yeah.
I mean, he is, except for the small hands thing and just not being able to show stuff.
Brock Bowers, nine.
I get it.
Dallas Turner, 10.
So do you think Brock Bowers to the Jets is a possibility after they sign tackles?
That's exactly what I mocked to them.
I did, too. I can't remember if I did it or not. I was planning on it and gave a strong consideration. I couldn't remember.
Because they just need weapons.
They just need weapons.
Now, Tyler Conklin is not that tight end for them.
I mean, if they sign Odell or Mike Williams or whatever, Bowers is different.
Yeah.
So just to pull back the curtain, you and I and Mike Pursuit are going to film our mocks tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll drop later this week.
Later this week. So, yeah. I mean, we all three of us did a mock just this last 48 hours.
Check that out on Steelers.com if you want to see who Matt and I picked.
Yep.
It actually turned out to be the same person.
That's what you said. You're the editor. So,
yeah.
I think we both had
Pursuit has somebody different. Yeah.
Okay, at 20.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, Dallas Turner at 10. Is he your top edge?
He was. Yeah, I turned in my edge triple take stuff. Not by leaps and bounds. He's a little more finesse than I like, but I think he's probably first defensive player off the board.
I could see...
Maybe a corner.
I could see a cornerback going before him.
I could too.
At 11, he has Terrion Arnold.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would be my top corner now.
You think it's Mitchell?
It might be Mitchell. Yeah. Arnold didn't test quite as well as I thought he was going to.
I think Mitchell's freakier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, level competition is very different, obviously.
Yeah. Is Verse at 12.
Okay.
Then you have Talisi Fuaga.
Sure.
At 13. Latu at 14, another edge.
Mm-hmm.
Just three edges.
It'd be nice to see three edges in the top 19, which I think is quite possible.
That's three in the top 14 right there. Quinyon Mitchell at 15.
Fine. Okay.
16 is J.C. Latham.
I would have him over Fuaga, but I get it.
17 is Byron Murphy.
You want him to go in the top 19, too. Yeah. I think there's a good chance. There's several decent landing spots.
18 is Troy Fitanu.
Yeah. Nice. Be very happy with him at 20.
19 is Armarius Mims.
I would be fine with him at 20, but to me, he's the guy you take at 23 after a trade down.
Yeah,
you know
right.
What I mean?
20, Adonis Mitchell.
I get it. He's weird, though. His highs are so high, there's a lot of routes that he just jogs. I mean, like, he needs somewhat of a fire lit under him, but he's right there with Thomas in terms of just pure ability and highlight film.
Size.
And, yeah.
I mean, speed.
The Steelers are still really wide receiver needy at 20. Him and Thomas are the only names I would understand.
21, Cooper DeJean.
Okay. Our opinion hasn't changed on him one bit.
Not one bit.
Right.
22, Brian Thomas.
Okay. I like Thomas better than Mitchell.
23 is Jerzon Newton, or Johnny Newton, as you see in some other places.
Yeah, I think he prefers Johnny now. Yeah. I couldn't get him in my top 32, but I think he's going to go. I just didn't know. I just couldn't find the spot for him. I was trying to wedge him in there.
I'm trying to think. I think I might have had him going to the Rams, actually.
Ah, that would add up now. Think about it. Right? Yeah. I forget who I had the Rams taken, but that would add up.
Got a great big gaping hole there.
Yeah,
in the middle
a little
of the
bit.
Defensive line.
A little bit. Well, how'd you like to step into those? Follow that guy up. Some big shoes.
24, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Got it. I snuck him in the first round. I didn't the first time around.
25, Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah.
26, Graham Barton.
Wow, right next to each other.
Right next to each other.
Would you consider Barton if you traded all the way down to 26-ish or so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Barton versus Frazier would be an interesting conversation for the Steelers. Because I don't care about the position flexibility so much.
I think Frazier's a better fit.
That's what I mean, too. Yeah. Like, I bet they'd love Frazier.
Yeah.
I mean, he's such a Steeler prospect.
27, Edger and Cooper.
Like to see him go before the second round, which I think he will.
Yeah. 28, Nate Wiggins.
Okay. Looks like he's bulking up a little bit.
Yeah, he was
a little heavier.
A little heavier at his pro day.
The oldest trick in the book, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like 10 pounds heavier at his pro
day. Right.
29, Darius Robinson.
I snuck him in the first round. I don't think, the first time around.
I couldn't get him in.
Yeah. It was very end. It was one of the last teams.
Yeah. 30, Chop Robinson.
I don't think he goes in the top 19. I had a hunch after the combine, but those guys are too good.
31, Tyler Guyton.
He's fine. Doesn't seem to have a lot of steam right now.
Yeah. 32 is Keon Coleman.
Depends what you're after. Like, I bet the Steelers are pretty high on him. I mean, he's not the best separator. He's not, but he's...
He's kind of DeAndre Hopkins-like.
Yeah, it's a good call. Physical. When he's covered, he's open, but he's covered a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Just a physical specimen. Mm-hmm. 33, J.J. McCarthy, and he is going to go higher than this.
Oh, yeah.
Much higher. In fact, I had him in my top 10.
I did, too. I think he could go top 5.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he,
34, Jordan Morgan.
Okay. I think he's probably a guard, but it's maybe not. 30, he might be the Fitanu type.
Yeah.
You know?
35 is Ladd McConkey.
Wow. I have no problem with him being that high.
36, Kingsley Suomataya.
I don't know how the Steelers could get him without trading up, trade down moves.
Yeah.
You know, but I'd love to see him in black and gold.
37, Kamari Lassiter.
Here's a weird question. I think my answer is no, but would you trade your first and second pick for Suomataya and Frazier?
Yes.
I think I would. One to be a trade down, one to be a trade up.
I think I would.
I'm leaning towards no, but part of me thinks
because
Frazier could get there on his own.
If I do that, I might end up also with an extra third-round pick.
Well, I'm not saying you get that, though. Like, I'm offering you one, your two first picks for those two today.
Well, then no.
Okay, okay. So I'm saying you have to trade down a fair amount in round one and probably trade up a fair amount in round two.
I don't know if I'd have to trade up as much. Because if I trade down in round one, I'm getting multiple something.
Right.
I don't know that I'm going to have to give up multiple something to move up in round two.
Agreed. That's why I'm saying no, I would not do it today.
Because I'd probably get something extra. So I'd probably have an extra pick, third or fourth round or somewhere in the mix.
The trade down would probably be bigger than the trade up.
Yes.
Bigger gap.
Right.
And certainly more value.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would not take it today.
Kamari Lassiter at 37. Xavier Worthy at 38.
I think that's where he belongs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's more than just a speedster, but
He's still 165
pounds. He's still
pounds.
Really little, yeah.
39, Adisa Isaac.
Wow. It's maybe the first time I've seen him in a top 50.
40 is Enos Rakestraw.
I feel like I should know more about him.
He's tough.
He's tough. He plays hard. I bet they like him.
41, Michael Penix.
I get it.
Over Bo Nix. Bo Nix still not mentioned.
I think I preferred Nix, but it really depends what you're looking for.
Yeah. 42, Xavier Leggett.
A little bit straight line-ish and stiff, but fast and strong and good.
43 is Bo Nix.
I had
Bo Nix going in my first round.
I did too.
In fact, I have him in my top 15.
I did too.
We probably have
the same spot.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we have to be secretive about it. I think Sean Payton would love him.
I think he's perfect for Denver.
Yeah, I think, and I don't know what other options they have. I think he'll be there, and I think he'd love him. Maybe they can move down to 19 or something like that and still get him, but you don't trade down if you like a quarterback.
Right. 44, Zach Frazier.
I'd probably even have him higher on the list.
45 is Junior Colson.
Cool. You'd love to see him fall in the top 50.
46 is Ricky Pearsall.
I'd consider him in the second round.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
47, Troy Franklin.
He's growing on me, too. I know he's skinny, but, boy, he's explosive and is more than just a one-trick pony.
Yeah. 48 is Tavondre Sweat.
I think Franklin actually was my six. You know, we do our top five. Yeah. I think he was my just missed. I don't know about Sweat anymore. I mean, and now the Steelers signed Adams. I don't think they're in the market for
I don't think they're in for looking for a nose, yeah. 49 is Braden Fisk. I don't think he fits.
I don't know necessarily what you do here with them, right?
And then 50.
There aren't many D linemen that fit what they're after for this draft.
It's a very small group.
Right. It's Rook and.
They're not small, but
there's not many to pick from.
Yeah. 50, Mike Sainistrill.
He fits.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd use the second pick on him, though.
That's rich for a slot.
Just rich for a slot, yeah. Maybe he's a trade-up. I mean, people don't trade up for slots, but if he's sitting there at middle of the third round, use one of your third-rounders and move up five spots of grab. Yeah. I don't know.
No running backs in that group.
No. Understood.
We saw the wide receiver, how he had the one tight end. Jatavion Sanders is kind of falling off a little bit. He didn't run well.
No, everyone's talking about him being a five-star, you know, long speed, explosive dude, and he didn't show that.
Yeah, he didn't do that. Some of the other positions. That
no
we
guards.
He considers Fatanu.
No, he called him the guard. Okay.
I think he can play tackle.
Right.
But after him, you're looking at Christian Haynes.
The other thing on Fatanu for the Steelers is you put him in a tackle, but maybe James Daniels doesn't come back next year.
Right.
And you draft a tackle next year.
Right.
You have him for more than 1 year.
You still got your offensive line younger.
Yeah.
In the long term.
And he might be a great guard.
Might be, yeah.
Yeah.
There you had Christian Haynes after him, Cooper Beebe, Zach Zinter, and Dominic Pooney.
Zinter also fits that mold, too.
Yeah.
What if Daniels doesn't come back and he just plug that guy in?
Yeah.
Discount.
The centers, he has Van Pran and Limmer after Frazier.
Okay. Van Pran does not interest me.
No, he's too
slow. I think he's a little
slower. Yeah. Defensive tackle, you're still looking at. He has Chris Jenkins as his five.
I think he fits, but I would rarely end up with him.
Yeah.
I prefer Rook, but those are two of the guys that fit on day two for me.
Linebacker after Cooper and Colson is Peyton Wilson, Cedric Gray, and Jeremiah Trotter.
I haven't done my linebacker. I might do him tonight. I probably have that same order now I think about it. I prefer Gray to Trotter.
I'm thinking Pursuta will not.
He likes Wilson.
He has
a
love affair with Peyton Wilson.
Mm-hmm. But love to have him go in the top 50.
That cornerback is Arnold, Mitchell, McKinstry, Wiggins, Lassiter is his right.
I'd have DeGene over Lassiter for sure, if not higher.
Yeah, he doesn't have DeGene.
He didn't call him a safety, did he?
We had the team picking him at like 22. No, he didn't. He's not calling him. No, he does have him as safety. His number one safety.
That's cheating.
That is cheating.
Because he's definitely a number one safety.
Yeah. That was DeGene, Newbin, Kinchins, Bullard, and Bullock.
Kind of glad the Steelers aren't in that market. I mean, I wouldn't want to have one of those guys at the price you're going to have to pay. It's not terrible. It's just I'd rather have Elliott.
Yeah.
You know, proven, and not have that need, yeah.
Yeah, proven factor that they're also not in the punter
Yeah, that's a nice thing too. Yeah, a couple of those things are nice to scratch off the list.
You don't have to send Danny Smith out to Iowa to check out the punter.
He's not
heading down to Texas Tech to see, you know, this guy or that guy.
A seventh rounder and an undrafted free agent. You got to figure out which one you like, and neither one's the answer. Maybe,
yeah.
You know, they're both holding every other snap, and now that's a nice little thing to be firmed up.
Yeah. So that was Jordan Reed's look at the top 50. It's changed a little bit from.
Starting to get back to draft season here.
Yeah.
I mean, we're 1 week into free agency, and there's news, and there's some trades, and there'll be some stuff. But
be some extra other guys who were cut loose and things of that nature.
But you're going to start hearing a lot of draft stuff coming out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's get to another break. He is the Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back to finish up the show right after this. Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And while we've been away in break there, a couple of signings in the league.
Yeah, yeah.
Alexander Mattison is going to be signing with the Raiders. And Chase Young signs a one-year deal to join the New Orleans Saints.
Do you think Mattison or Zamir White is the starter? They have so many other needs, they may not even bother drafting one. They're about the same. That could be a 50-50 or
could
something.
Be a 50. Probably lean towards White to
I
start.
I was leaning towards White, too.
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty impressive, and he's got fresher, younger legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Chase Young's such a Saints-type signing at this point. Big-name power player that is probably more expensive than he should be. Such a weird organization. They kind of make these signing-slash-mistakes year after year that Reynolds and Living for Today and someday they need to change the whole approach, I think.
Yeah, you would think so. So you brought up an interesting question there, Matt. So you said Mattison or Zamir White. I think I've been asked that, I don't know, at least a dozen times this weekend. Who's the starter for the Steelers at quarterback next year? Is it Russell Wilson or is it Justin Fields? It's Russell Wilson, folks.
It's Wilson, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're happy to get your hands on both, work on both, you know, see what they can develop. Could Fields conceivably beat him out between now and opening day? That seems like a long shot to me. But I think he's going to see the field, and he's going to get a ton of preseason action and get a lot of reps, and I think it's a good situation.
Yeah, but I do think that Wilson is clearly number one heading into
everything. And I think they've made that pretty clear. I mean, I think Fields knows it. We know it.
I think the league kind of made that pretty clear with the compensation.
The compensation.
Like if you thought Fields was a starter, you don't get him for a sixth round draft pick.
Exactly.
And, doesn't happen.
And if you thought he was a starter, you'd be jumping on the fifth year option. And I mean, like Sam Darnold got $10 million for 1 year. I kind of have some interest in Sam Darnold, but wouldn't you rather have Fields for a sixth than Darnold for $10 million of straight cap space? You know, I mean, considering their costs and not that Darnold's old, but getting your hands on them, working with them, maybe extend them. I don't know. I think Wilson's or Fields is a really intriguing guy to have here.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I didn't think there was any question to that, but apparently some people do.
Like, I know the league knows way more than I do. But I still think that's too cheap for Fields. And I know there were some reports that the Chiefs turned down a lesser offer or a better offer from other teams to do Fields right. That might be some truth, but nobody offered him a second or third.
No.
GM malpractice, you know? I mean, so the league has spoken, but I know he has warts, and I would not have given up a second for him. I mean, I get that. But I'll kind of die on the hill of the dude that's 220 pounds that runs a 4.4 and is a big-time playmaker, that if you're patient with him, something good might come out of it at a minimal cost.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'll roll the dice on that.
I think the difference is here, much the same way it is for Kenny Pickett going to Philadelphia, but for Fields coming to Pittsburgh, he doesn't have to be the guy now.
That's the beauty of all those guys,
Jay. He could take a step back.
Mac Jones.
Reset
Howell,
a little
Ritter.
Bit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have much faith in Ritter, but I mean, I think it's a good career move for all five of those, you know, that the buyers won in those deals. I mean, including the Eagles trade.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Eagles got the better of that trade. I think the Steelers got the better of the Fields trade. I think the Seahawks got the better of the Howell trade. You know, those guys are young, not expensive, can take a step back, I mean, and be long-term backups at a minimum, you know?
Yeah, just get a career reset somewhere different.
Somewhere different.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Fields has gone through a lot there. He has his faults. I'm not saying he doesn't, but the myriad of systems he's had to go through and coaching staffs and little around him up until this year, it's hard to progress. And the more I think about quarterbacks, I think the most important things are supporting cash / coaching surroundings.
Yeah.
And then, and this isn't a knock on Pickett, but I think a mistake was made or a lesson was learned that if I'm drafting a quarterback from now on, he's going to be a super high upside guy. And patience. You know, like, draft the field. I mean, Josh Allen was a nightmare coming out of Wyoming or even for his first couple years. Draft, swing for the fences like crazy on quarterbacks and be patient and put him in a good situation. And if it hits, you're really happy. If it doesn't, you're going back to the drawing board. And I'm not saying Wilson or Fields will hit, but they have higher upsides than the guy that left. The guys that left.
I mean,
all the guys that left.
To be honest, I mean, in that 2021 draft, I went back and forth between Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields as my number one quarterback.
I know you did, yeah.
Because I liked a lot of what I saw of Justin Fields in college. And it wasn't necessarily a knock on Trevor Lawrence. I didn't think Trevor Lawrence was the generational talent that a lot of people were saying. Every year we want to anoint somebody. Oh, he's the best. He's the, you know, this they're doing with Caleb Williams this year.
Exactly.
Oh, he's a generational talent. Is he?
I mean, people even talk about Peyton Manning. Like, half the league liked Leaf better than Manning.
Yeah.
I mean, generational talents don't even exist. Like, Luck seems like he was one, and he was a no-brainer first overall pick. But remember, Harbaugh was his head coach, too, and they ran the ball like crazy, like McCarthy.
Yeah.
You know, like, they handed it to Christian McCaffrey and won games on the ground and had a good lineman and, you know, big, smart lineman that lasted 5 years at Stanford. I mean, like, it's not Sidney Crosby or Mario Lemieux or LeBron James where anyone can see him and they're just – generational talent.
I just don't know there's such a thing as a can't miss prospect in the NFL.
Especially a quarterback.
Especially at that position.
Especially a quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, Elway, maybe. But boy, he had a tough time the first 5 years, and he wouldn't even play for the Colts. I mean, I'm going back in history.
The position now is so different at the collegiate level than what it was back then. I mean, back when Elway came on, everybody ran pro-style offenses where they ran a wishbone or something
that. Right.
So you were either in a pro-style offense or you were in that run-heavy offense.
Mm-hmm.
Now with the spread, everybody's running some elements of the spread in their offense.
Absolutely.
And it's one read and get the ball out. I'm reading pre-snap. Who's okay? That guy, the safe, we're going to throw it there.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't translate to the NFL.
I'm trying to even think, and since I've paid attention to the draft, let alone not even like when I've been getting paid to do it. I mean, I was 10 when Elway got drafted. Like, Carson Palmer was a no-brainer first overall pick. And times were different then. He was a pocket passer. But he didn't start his rookie year. I mean, Trent Dilfer played ahead of him. Wasn't it Dilfer? Yeah, I think it was Dilfer. It was a quarterback like that that Palmer just sat. I mean, Elway had a really rocky start. Aikman had a really rocky start. Peyton Manning. I'm with you. The generational talent at quarterback, it's not LeBron.
Yeah, you know? There's no such thing as just draft this guy, plug him in, and just play him, and he's going to be a superstar. What happened with C.J. Stroud last year?
Was great.
Was great, but it happens once every decade.
Yeah, and people liked Young better.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly Carolina did, but no one likes to say this, but half the draftniks out there liked Young better, too. I mean, half the draftniks liked Leaf better than Manning.
Yeah.
That sounds insane, but it's not.
You know, one of the knocks on Stroud was, well, he's an Ohio State quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the track record's terrible.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure you should hold that against him. It was that. He didn't do well in that goofy new test. Remember the test score thing? And didn't run an improv enough. Well, he did against Georgia when he needed to.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, it's a drafting quarterbacks is hard. And back to my point, I almost care where they land, how they land, and how patient that organization is going to be with them as opposed to what they are.
Yeah. I mean, I think
predicting success.
Patience is the key. I just think that the way that NFL contracts are now structured, I don't know that you can afford to be patient.
I know.
Look at the Jordan Love situation.
Again,
like, they were patient with him, and by the time they had to pick up his fifth-year option, they didn't know what they had.
They didn't know what they had. 100%.
And they had the hedge.
And, you know, they were patient with Allen, but that could have easily went off the rails. Mahomes didn't play. He played one game his rookie year. It was a meaningless Week 17 game. You know, I mean, that stuff works out well, but it's hard to pull off.
Yeah. I mean,
it's really hard
because
to pull off.
You have to, your coaching staff They can't afford patience because if they don't win pretty much everywhere across the league except for a couple situations, you're getting fired.
Yeah. And again, Fields has plenty of warts. He holds the ball too long. I mean, he doesn't see the field as well as you'd like, et cetera. But if he would have been drafted by the Chiefs the year Mahomes was and sat behind Alex Smith and was nurtured differently, I'm just saying his career would have went differently.
Yeah. I mean, that matters.
It matters. It matters. He might have the exact same problems. Who knows? But he was asked to do a lot of difficult stuff for not getting much help.
Yeah.
It may never work out. I don't know, but I'll take the risk.
Yeah, it's worth a shot, you know, and again, it costs you nothing.
That's the beauty of it.
That's the I was never on board with giving up those early picks to get him, but for what they paid for him, yeah, why not?
I mean, they own nothing in the quarterback. The quarterback room costs zero. It might be the cheapest one in the league. It's going to be in contention.
If it's not, it's right there.
It's real close, right? Yeah. I mean, and maybe it's two rookies or whatever, but and they have track records and pedigree and talent. Give it a shot.
Yep, absolutely. Matt, that's going to do it for our show today. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Justin Miller here on site, keeping us on the air, I'm Dale Lally. We'll talk to you again on Wednesday. You've been listening to The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.